Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, the podcast where we do a quiz, we have a chat, we squeeze in an advert break, and we repeat the whole thing all over again, Monday to Friday, forever. If you're new, welcome. If you've been here since the start, we really respect you. Now, let's quiz. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver. This is Sport Wednesday. For today's round, I'm joined by comedian and ex-soccer AM host Lloyd Griffith. So, I mean, please, got this, right?
It's gone from presenter to ex-soccer AM host, just putting in, like, the added element that I should know about sport, when in fact, I only know about Grimsby Town, and that's it.
I don't believe you. Let's see. Sport quiz. Let's quiz. Question number one. Which country was the latest Olympic Games held? This is the Winter Olympics.
Lloyd, come on. My friends worked on it. It was South Korea.
Correct. 2018 Winter Olympics were, of course, held in South Korea. Question number two. What animal is on the crest of and the nickname for Leicester City football team?
The answer to that is foxes.
Correct. Question number three. Deflategate was a sporting scandal in 2016 concerning which sport?
Deflategate. Oh, it's not ringing any bells. So I'm going to go with process of elimination, but obviously really quickly because it's a quiz. I'm going to go with F1.
I'm afraid it's incorrect. The correct answer is American football. I'm imagining someone deflated a bloody ball.
Yeah, that is a big thing.
Question number four. Which racket sport has a biennial world championship known as the Thomas Cup, with Indonesia being the most successful team at 13 titles?
I don't know. I'm going to guess, and I'm going to say squash.
Oh, I love squash, but incorrect. The correct answer is badminton.
Badminton. I knew it. It was between the two, wasn't it?
Yeah. The Cup is actually being held for the first time in Europe instead of Asia. This is for the first time since 1942. Next year, it's in Denmark. Question number five. In which decade of the 20th century was the first acrylic mouthguard, as we now know them, invented? In which decade of the 20th century?
60s.
Oh, incorrect. The correct answer is the 1940s.
Oh, a lot earlier than I thought.
Yeah, 1947 by dentist Rodney O'Lilliquist, who made a breakthrough by using transparent acrylic resin to form what he termed an acrylic splint. Question number six. Which cinematic sporting great of the 70s went by the names the King of Sting, the Prince of Punch, and the Count of Monte Fisto?
King of Sting rings a bell, but I don't know. I don't know the answer. It's not Muhammad Ali, is it?
No, I'm afraid that's incorrect. The correct answer is Apollo Creed. Question number seven. Which previous England caretaker manager coached the Team GB football squad at the 2012 Olympics?
It wasn't Phil Taylor, was it?
Is that your answer?
Yeah, I think so.
It's incorrect. The correct answer is Stuart Pearce.
Oh, God. And Phil Taylor's a darts player, I think, isn't he?
Question number eight. What is the name of the multi-sport event created in 2014 by Prince Harry for wounded armed services personnel?
Oh, that is. Oh, my gosh. I know it. Because, again, the same person that worked on the Winter Olympics worked on this, the Invictus Games.
Correct.
Yes.
Invictus Games. Question number 9. In 2019, Corey Coco Gauff became the youngest athlete to compete at the Wimbledon finals. How old was she?
14.
Sure?
Absolutely not. But I just had to go with it. I thought 14 was a good... I think 16 is too believable, but 14, it's like, oh, that does seem young.
It's so true. So true. But unfortunately, the correct answer is 15.
Oh, in between the two.
In between the two. Question number 10. For 1 point, apart from Michael Jordan, can you name a member of the USA's Olympic basketball dream team of 1992?
Dennis Rodman?
Incorrect. I'm afraid it's not on my list. You could have had Scottie Pippen.
Yeah, Scottie Pippen. He was great at The Last Dance.
Patrick Ewing, Charles Barkley, Magic Johnson. Oh, God, yeah. Larry Bird, Karl Malone, Chris Mullin, John Stockton, Clyde Drexler, David Robinson and Christian Laettner. Question number 11. For 2 points, can you name two countries to win the FIH? That's the Field Hockey World Cup, men's or women's?
I would like to go for Holland and also Great Britain.
Yeah, we have Netherlands, Holland, absolutely. England, nah, we ain't there, I'm afraid. But I will give you the 1 point of the Netherlands. The others were Australia, Germany, Argentina, India, Belgium and Pakistan.
So literally everyone but England.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, fair enough. Fair play.
Everywhere in the world. Final questions on your Sport Wednesday. How's it going for you?
I mean, not as good as I'd hoped. And that's confirming that as well, isn't it? Little ums.
For 3 points, Lloyd, can you name three of the last 10 cities to host a Europa League final?
So I think Gdansk was the last one. I'm pretty sure that went ahead. I think.
Poland. That's not on my list, I'm afraid.
What?
How is that possible?
I did a whole thing with Robin Van Persie about the road to Gdansk. So that was the only one that I really kind of knew.
Oh my God, it got moved. It did actually get moved. You have the worst luck. It got moved.
Oh my God. 2 years ago, there were two English teams in it that had to go to Azerbaijan. So that was Baku.
Correct, 2019.
I will...
Chelsea, Arsenal.
Last 10 years, you say. Mm. So I'll go with... maybe Juve Stadium. It's in Turin, I think.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah. 2014.
I know that Liverpool lost to Sevilla about 4 or 5 years ago. Will you just take the country or do you need the city? Oh, you need the city specifically, don't you?
I do need
the city. So I know that they lost in Switzerland, but I cannot remember what... I'm going to go with Vienna, but it's not Vienna. But it was Switzerland.
It's not Vienna. Cologne, 2020. Baku, 2019. Yeah. Lyon, 2018. Stockholm was in 2017. Basel, 2016.
Basel!
2015, it was Warsaw. 2014, Torino. Amsterdam was in 2013. Bucharest in 2012. And Dublin in 2011. Okay, we're out of here. We're done. We survived.
Oh, gosh.
And your points are 6 points.
Oh, that's not ideal.
It's not great. We'll talk through your points after this quick break.
Hello, I'm Geraint Thomas.
And I'm Tom Fordyce.
And this is your official invite to come and join our brand new cycling club.
Now, good news, it's a podcast too. So you can come and listen to us, try and build this club from scratch. And we'll have a few familiar faces joining us for the ride too. Right, G, time to tell everyone what we've called this club.
Well, we thought long and hard about this, so we came up with a strong, original name that really stands out. The Geraint Thomas Cycling Club.
Yeah, I suppose it's easy to remember at least, isn't it? We will have new episodes for you every single Tuesday.
Come and join us.
Lloyd, the thing is, I think you did great. It's just that there's so much pressure because of your history in the sporting world. And does that translate to normal life? Do people expect you to know everything about sport all the time, or at least soccer?
I think they just think I'll care, but I genuinely don't care about, I really care about my football team, Grimsby Town, but then anything other than that, I'm a massive spectator in sport, but obviously I just don't take it in when needed for quizzes. So kind of ashamed myself a little bit there.
But you do play quite a lot of sport. You said you were playing squash when we were allowed to. What other sport do you play?
Well, during the first lockdown, I played golf pretty much every day.
Wow.
Me and my mate Thomas, he's an actor, we basically went and played golf maybe 4 to 5 days a week. I play football quite a lot, obviously when you could and when you can. But I've just started running quite a lot recently. In November, I did like 95 kilometres.
Oh my goodness.
Which is mad. And then at the moment, I'm doing trying to do between 15 and 30K a week. So it's really weird, but just to try and lose a little bit of weight and not die, really.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Lloyd Griffith, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, pal.
And that's Quiz Chat Repeat. If you enjoyed it, come back tomorrow and tell your friends as well. Use the hashtag Quiz Chat Repeat on social media to let everyone know how you got on. Let us know where you're listening and what you're doing while you're listening, whether it's walking the dog, watering the plants, or getting on the bus. We'll be with you every step of the way.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.